This week on South Park, Cartman gets a watch. He was sitting in that room just fucking playing with himself for an hour.
Hey, Christmas hat on gloves.
Welcome to Nerdy Thursday, the South Park.
The world was big and cruel and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be my friend.
Welcome everybody to See You Next Tuesday, a South Park podcast brought to you by Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beer. And, well, South Park. My name is Sean, and with me, as always, is Mitch. What's up?
Not a lot, dude. Just had a fancy dinner.
Yeah?
Best date in the world.
Yeah? Who'd you have a date with?
My dad.
I was going to say, TC's going to be pissed.
It was fantastic.
Nice. What did you guys have?
Mexicano.
Okay. Did you guys have some margaritas?
Yeah. You bought a pitcher.
Nice. How many did you have?
Four.
How many? I can tell. How many did he have?
0.75.
That's funny. My landlord's actually texting me about your dad right now.
Go on.
Oh, he thought he was, that's my buddy's dad.
Why is there a crippled man in your house?
He thought it was my brother. He goes, hey, Sean, was that your brother on the porch just now? He had one arm in a sling. Gus, you want to tell us why you have one arm in a sling?
This is a South Park episode.
Oh, you're just a bystander?
Yep.
Alrighty. Mitch, you want to tell me why your dad's arm is in a sling?
He had surgery on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
I don't know. He hurt it.
He got a boo-boo?
He got a boo-boo.
Alright.
So the doctor made 7 boo-boos to fix the one boo-boo. There's exponential growth in boo-boos.
That's great. Oh my god. Cool. Well, what's new, man? Anything?
Nope.
Awesome. What are you drinking?
Beer.
What kind of beer?
IPA.
You're super difficult after about 4 margaritas.
It's Frysleep. It's the Bagel Brewing Company. They're from Portland.
They're not from Portland, but close.
They're from Gorham. Whatever. They got a place in Portland.
Oh, do they? Never been there. Well, to their place.
It's okay.
I think their beer's pretty good.
Yeah? What do you got?
I actually got that in a variety pack of Sebago Brewing Company beers. Yeah. And funny enough, the seasonal beer was a winter beer. Thanks for spoiling that.
I didn't tell them.
Yeah. Okay.
Told you. Cool. Just so you remembered.
I am drinking a pulp by Greater Good, which is semi-local. It's out of Worcester County in Massachusetts, and it's a juicy, hazy New England IPA. It's the nectar of the hop gods. It's 8%. What do you think of that?
It is.
That's super fucked up. They're just gonna spit in it.
Well, it's pretty good.
If you were to go on to our Untappd, which we now have, and you can find us at Nerdy Thursday, and rate this, what would you give this?
4.5 bottle caps.
4.5 bottle caps. That's fantastic. Not out of a bowl, right? Just 4.5 out of 5?
Yeah.
On an Untappd scale. What would you give this Frysleep?
3.25 bottle caps.
3.25? Okay. Looks like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a rating. But this isn't one of our fancy schmancy Thursday episodes where we go on for 25 minutes about nothing and everything at the same time. Today, we're here to talk about South Park. And more specifically, episode 8 of season 1. Starving Marvin?
I think that's what it's called.
Is that the name of the episode? I don't know. I think it might be.
I think it is.
It better be, or else I'm not editing. Whatever. Actually, I did have one tangent before we got started.
Oh, of course you do.
So I got home from work today, and I didn't really want to watch the episode right off the bat because I knew you were a little bit away, and I didn't have to watch it right away. So I went back, and I was playing this great phone game called It's Power Rangers Legacy Wars.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Guys, if you have a phone that can handle it, download it. We have a clan, Nerdy Thursday. Brian heads it up. He's kind of the boss at this game. But I fastly became number two. Anyways, I was playing a couple of rounds of this game, and
that's
I wanted something.
You're shit.
No, I'm awesome. I'm kind of the man. I'm coming for you, Brian. What's up? Throwdown. Anyways, I wanted something in the background, so I started listening to the one called Death that we covered a couple of weeks ago. And it dawned on me, like, we don't cover 90% of the shit that happens in these episodes.
No.
Like, I was sitting there, I'm like, man, there's so much funny shit that we never talked about. And literally, this podcast is really like when you watch a show and then you go into the work net the next day and you chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes someone who's listening want to go watch it.
That's the point.
And guys, if you aren't watching along, like, if you didn't watch this episode that we're about to talk about, pause us right now. Watch this episode. It's on Hulu. It's on all sorts of different streaming devices. But, I mean, if you're going to do it legally, it's on Hulu.
Would you say our show is the appetizer of the rest of the meal that is the buffet of South Park?
The appetizer to the desert?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I would say that it's the appetizer.
Nice.
To be honest, I would actually qualify this, our show is the dessert. Like, you watch the show, and you're like, man, I haven't gotten enough of this. I want to know what my boys think about this show. So I hop onto the old iTunes, or whatever you use. I use Pocket Casts. So I hop onto one of those, or SoundCloud, like Mike and Brian, clearly. Don't want to exclude. But I want to hop on there, and I want to know what my boys feel. If I wasn't me, that's what I'd be feeling.
Cool. No, keep talking about us to the third person like that.
It's kind of like, we're kind of like the Rock of podcasts.
I guess.
Yeah. So anyways, the episode starts with the boys watching Terrence and Phillip, and a commercial comes on. You remember those commercials back in the day where it's like, these children need you? And now you don't even see those anymore. It's like, this puppy needs you.
It's because nobody has cable.
Right? But when you do watch cable, it's always got that...
It's Sarah three of puppies and then one of kids.
Sarah McLachlan.
And it's the same commercial as when we were kids.
The same give $2 and support
yeah,
a kid.
The same old man, the same kids.
It's amazing.
For a country doing so bad, those kids are living forever and they look the same, so...
that kid's immortal. Anyways, one of those shows comes on... And, oh my god, that pepper juice just got in my eye. I shouldn't have rubbed my eye socket. Anyways, one of those commercials comes on about supporting one of those kids. And guess what? If you support one of those kids, you get a Tyco sports watch.
Yeah. And that's important. You need that stuff in your life.
Yeah, these kids are all about that shit. This isn't a Tamagotchi. This isn't a, what's the other one? Digimonsters? Digipocket? Pocket Dot? Pocket... Something.
I'm just glad you call it the Tamagotchi. I don't know what pocket you're keeping it in. I think you mean Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi, Tamagotchi, whatever. Anyways, they order, they call up and they say, I want to adopt a, what do they call them, an Ethiopian or something?
Yeah, they definitely messed it up.
They definitely messed it up every single time they said it. And they're like, you sent out the sport watch right away, right? And they're like, yep. Anyways, they're super amped. And... This is a Thanksgiving themed episode, as you'll find out real soon, because there's a can drive.
It's like we just did Halloween, and now there's Thanksgiving.
I know, and I did see the little block for the next one. It's a Christmas one. Featuring Mr. Hanky. Anyways, so it's Thanksgiving time, so it's time for a canned food drive. And throughout the entire episode, they did nothing but rag on Kenny and his family.
Well, yeah, all the food's going to him.
It's hilarious.
What could be more embarrassing?
Just hilarious. So, it kind of segues from the school scene where they're doing the food drive to the genetic engineer from a couple episodes ago. When
Mephisto.
Mephisto, Professor Mephisto. Because mm-hmm. Mephisto was the name of the kid, right? Huh. But it's his uncle, or his dad.
Who's his dad?
Yeah. I know. But isn't Mephisto the name of the kid?
No. That's her last name.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Dr. Mephisto.
So, Dr. Mephisto. It's funny because they never once said his name in this episode.
Excuse me, Dr. Steve? Is that what you say when you go to the doctor?
I could. Is my doctor's name Steve? Have I been seeing him for a while?
No.
That's probably what I'd do if I've been seeing him for a while. I'd be like, what's up, Steve? Dr. Steve. Hashtag doctor.
Just keep going.
So he runs into the mayor's office super concerned because there's turkeys everywhere, man. They're just like invading the town because he genetically engineered a bunch of turkeys to help solve this hunger problem that's going on with the world. Something went really, really wrong, though. And these turkeys are mad. They're super mad. They're super upset. So, the kids end up getting the door knocks. I can't tell if you're trying to figure out what I'm going to say, if it's going to be awful or not, but the face you're making is priceless. So they get a knock on the door. They're like, oh my god, the watchers are here. They answer the door. It's the little Ethiopian kid with his suitcase just standing at the door wearing nothing but like a towel diaper. So
loincloth.
Towel diaper, loincloth, same thing. Except for, okay, hold on. Are you saying that Tarzan was wearing a loincloth / a cloth diaper? No.
No.
He didn't got anything on the gooch. This kid had gooch stuff.
How's you that? Saw him lay down? I think that's the first thing that kid says in the episode, too.
I know. Just I memorized it.
That's good stuff.
That's exactly what he said.
Whoa, how's he do that with his tongue?
Oh, my God. Which was pretty great. So they end up getting Marvin instead of the watch, and they want to bring him to show and tell, and they're thinking of all the cool things that they can do with Marvin. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said Martian. I do that
You've done it a bunch of times.
Pretty much every time we've talked about this episode.
You're a Looney Tunes guy, obviously.
I do love Marvin the Martian and his little Trojan helmet looking thing with the broom on the top.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. So anyways, they take this kid to... He's super, super underweight, as you could probably imagine. And so they bring him to us all-you-can-eat buffet. Which was hilarious, because nobody lets him eat anything.
Yeah.
By nobody, I mean Cartman. Cartman's hoarding everything. He tries to get some Popeye. He's like, nah, that's my Popeye. I didn't even try to do an impersonation that time. But, yeah.
Good.
Where's it run from here?
Well, if you rewind to the joke I made about the appetizers, that's when they're at the buffet.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I did that. And then...
This was my first time watching this episode, so I'm sure there's a lot that I missed.
Oh, yeah, me too. Because then they're at the buffet, and like you said, they don't eat. He doesn't eat anything.
Yeah.
Carmen's just stuffing his face, and everybody else is stuffing their face. And then they leave. And then
it was more like jokes about the
I think it goes back
drive.
To yeah, it goes back to the classroom.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing in the bin.
But Mr. Garrison, cream corn.
Yeah. Except cream corn.
It was just like 9 cans of cream corn.
And Mr. Garrison yells at all the kids about how Kenny's gonna have a terrible Thanksgiving.
It's gonna be a corny Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then he laughs at his
I'm
own
sure,
terrible
I'm pretty
corny
sure
joke.
That's what he said.
I know. Big eye roll. And so he goes, guys, I think that you wanted to do something for show and tell. So they bring him up, show off Marvin, who then tries to, like, get a can of corn because he hasn't had anything to eat yet. Maybe he has, but, like, it's implied that he hasn't really had anything to eat yet, which is hilarious because they named him Starving Martian, Starving Marvin. Dude, I've had literally one beer today.
Nice.
This is sad.
It's left over from yesterday. Sunday fun day.
No, oh my god, that was such a good day. I cannot wait to talk about that tomorrow. Or in 2 days.
It's tomorrow.
Fourth wall, hashtag. Whatever. Anyways, so they're smacking the cream corn out of his hand, and Garrison gets all up in arms. He's like, this is not right, kids. Sends him to the principal's office, who gets all uppity, and she's like,
she's all sorts of butthurt about them adopting a kid.
Right? She's like, you can't adopt a kid. You can't take care of a kid. They're like, why not? She's like, because you're too young. You're kids. You can't take care of that. And he's like, then how about you adopt him? She's like, I got things going on. You know?
And then she checks her sports watch.
I give my $5 a month.
And then I think from there, the government comes in Yes. Start looking for Starving Marvin.
So I think she calls the government on them.
Maybe.
To get this poor little kid back. And so this kid is sitting on the couch when they bust in. They're like, we're looking for a malnourished kid who was sent here accidentally from Ethiopia. And Marvin just points into the kitchen.
And they all go running by.
And stuff Cartman into a bag.
It's good stuff.
Hooing and hollering, going out the door. And you just hear, all you hear is Marvin go, sweet. Like, sound dead on like Cartman, which was fantastic.
Well, Cartman's the one teaching him English, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And he ends up getting a watch out of the deal. Yeah. Oh, hey, here, kid. Here's your Tyco sports watch. And that's when he went, sweet. So, at this point, the engineer involves Chef. And trying... I don't know why. Why did he involve Chef in this? Why is it Chef that gets...
He's the expert. Seen all of this stuff before.
Apparently.
Somehow.
Need to get into what he's seen and why he's seen this. Because this guy's seen it all.
You're going to have a lot of questions this whole time.
Apparently. Is this ever answered?
No.
Alright, so Chef
looks... He's like the Morgan Freeman of the South Park. Oh. Where he can just kind of push it along and nobody's going to be like... Except you, obviously, would really question it. They'd be like, oh... Well, he knows about it.
You know what my favorite part of this... One of my favorite parts of the South Park game... We'll get to this game eventually. But you know what one of my favorite parts of this was?
Which South Park game?
Stick of Truth.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman shows up at the end. You beat it, right?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman shows up at the end. And the kids go, why is it every time something that needs answering, you show up? And he goes, because every time I answer something that needs explaining, I get another freckle. Ding. And then, ding, another freckle pops up.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. So anyway.
I thought you were going to talk about the 64 game that's based on this episode.
All the
wild turkeys
it.
That you have to destroy.
Never played it, but I remember that being a thing. And now that you've said that, this all makes sense.
Just like South Park Rally.
Again, haven't played it. Do you have these games?
I can find them.
Sweet. We should play these. Because I remember back in early December, we said that we'd be covering these games every time we did one of these episodes. You remember this?
No.
When we were talking, we talked the pilot episode, and then we kind of touched on Stick of Truth, and we're like, what we should do is we should split these into half of a show and half of a game. That fell by the wayside. Anyways. So,
well, lots does.
Yeah, so anyways, Chef gets involved in this. And the turkeys are causing more trouble because they just keep multiplying and they keep getting more and more crazy. And they go to one the mayor, who's setting up this cash. You know those cash grab machines where you get into the little capsule.
Yeah, those are so fun.
And it turns on the air, and it's like, oh, you gotta grab as much money as you can. No, it's canned goods in there.
Well, yeah. What other better way to do it?
And first up is Kenny, who gets in there and just gets tossed around. And I actually took notes for this show. And as I'm sitting there watching it, I actually typed out, and Kenny gets murdered by a bunch of canned goods. He doesn't get killed
canned
here.
Canned goods or creamed corn.
Or creamed corn. He gets creamed by some creamed corn. Would have been a really funny thing to have typed. I was really disappointed to have deleted that sentence, because Kenny, alas, did not die here. Kind of wish he did, because I think it would have been a better death than he got in the show. But we're not there yet. Anyways, Chef comes in to warn everybody that they're multiplying. And Mary's like, what's going on? What do you mean? And the Dr. Mephisto's like, I warned you. Blah, blah, blah. Rah!
Nice.
Yeah. So it keeps cutting back and forth. It cuts back to Starving Marvin watching some TV, and it goes to one of those commercials about adopting kids.
And Cartman's in the background.
And Cartman's running.
Following the camera.
And Cartman's in the background. Get me out of here. This isn't my home. I'm not supposed to be here. It's an accident. And so that, like, sets up a whole other story where when the cameras are off, he's asking everyone where, like, the nearest Burger Shack is, and nobody's talking to him. He's like, fuck you guys. Finds a shack, and what's her face is hiding in the shack. Sally Struthers. I had that typed out. I was just trying to get you to answer it before I found it. Sally Struthers is hiding in the shack.
I knew it was one of the S's.
Yeah, hiding out in the shack that's full of boxes of cheesy poofs and ding-dongs and something roll-ups that the side of the box, I didn't catch it, but the side of the box looks like this gigantic ding-dong.
But you already said there's boxes of ding-dongs.
Yeah, that's clearly probably what I'm thinking of. It looked like a gigantic ding-dong, but it said something roll-up. I don't think it was a fruit roll-up, but something roll-up.
Gotcha.
Anyways, so Cartman's outraged. Sally Struthers is getting fanned off by a couple of Ethiopians.
Watching Terrence and Phillip.
They're watching Terrence and Phillip. He's outraged, and he calls, like, a coup on this. He's like, hey, Ethiopians, get in here. She's got all the food. And so it cuts back to, like, to them starting war on turkeys, because the turkeys have come in and, like, started tearing
down the town. What was it? What'd she call them?
The Defense Force?
Yeah, something like that.
Which was,
just Ned and Jimbo. And I'm upset they didn't scream. They're coming for us every time.
That would have been amazing. And, so, of course, Dr. Mephisto's in the background screaming, it's not going to do anything. They're just going to come back more and more. So, Chef goes, he gets up to the podium, he's like, everybody go home, get armed, and he stops, and he looks over at Dr. Mephisto, and down at his little, like, midget clone thing that he's got going on, right?
What the hell are you supposed to be?
He's like, it doesn't matter, he's like, no, seriously, what the hell is this thing supposed to be?
I love that.
I don't even know what you are. And he somehow gets him back on point. He's like, go home, get whatever you need, meet back up here in 15 minutes. 15 minutes goes by, and there's this great Braveheart moment. Chef's half blue, half white, rallying everybody, riding around on this horse, getting everyone jazzed up. Of course, it cuts over to the turkeys.
Well, the same thing's happening.
The same exact thing.
Because it's just...
One turkey's half blue, half white, riding around, having its own moment. And I thought this was so great, because I'm sure this was super, this is super to the point back in the day, like when this came out in 96, 97. Braveheart just came out. But even now, Braveheart stood the test of time so much that watching, I was like, yeah, that's funny. That's good. I thought that was pretty awesome. And so, of course, they break and they go running down this hill and just clash in the center. While this is going on, the whole Cartman thing's going on. But anyways, they end up killing all the turkeys after the turkeys kill Kenny, rip out one of his eye sockets.
Yeah, the only casualty on the human side.
Yeah, was Kenny.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And so Cartman, this is like right after the whole Sally Struthers thing happened. That must have caused a hoopla or whatever. Because the government officials come back, he goes to Barb Brady. We're looking for a malnourished Ethiopian kid who may have been sent here accidentally. Barb Brady's like, well, that could be anyone that lives in this town. I don't know about that. And of course, the official goes to Marvin. He goes, this kind of looks like you. There he is.
Yeah.
You ready to come? Marvin looks at everybody. Like, all of the chaos that happened, and ends up looking at the turkeys. And he's like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Goes back willingly, gets flown in, dumps a shitload of turkeys out, gets carried off as a hero by his people and his family. Cartman ends up going back, and the episode ends with Kenny's family gathered around the table saying the saddest, funniest little prayer about how God's just out to get them and never has his back. But they can gather around this little can of green beans that Kenny won in the cash grab machine. And then, of course, Kenny's mom goes, does anyone have a can opener? And Kenny's dad goes, God damn it.
End of episode.
End scene. All in all, this wasn't an episode that was just full of a ton of humor.
Yeah.
It was a really fun episode.
It's just one we can't skip.
I wasn't thrilled through any of the episode. Actually, the part about this episode that made me most excited was finally seeing Starvin' Marvin. Because I remember being in like 6th grade when this episode came out. And I wasn't allowed to watch it back then. But everyone that I went to school with talked about like Starvin' Martian. And they're like, wah, 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 like for like a month and a half. And I never got it. And now I finally get it. And I have no idea why everyone was so excited about this episode.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
I think it'd be more exciting if we were able to play that game.
The 64 game?
Yeah.
We'll touch back on this at some point, apparently.
I'd be more excited about it.
Yeah.
Because you got to play, like you said, you're killing all these turkeys. But you get to throw, like, dodgeballs at them and snowballs. You get a Nerf gun.
That's pretty cool.
You get all sorts of crazy stuff. Plunger gun.
Don't you get to play a chef at some point?
No, I don't think so.
No. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. But, yeah, dude. Everybody, sorry that this seems like kind of a downer of an episode. I didn't realize until about halfway through that I really just didn't like this episode, like, yeah, at all. Like, this wasn't fun. But you guys should still go back and watch it because, I mean,
you still get the giddiness of, like, a starving Marvin!
Yeah, you finally get to see that, and you get to see... I love the fact that... actually, I'll get to this in my favorite part of the episode. But who do you think was the... Who was the kid of the episode? Who was the character of the episode? Correction.
Egads. Starving Marvin. That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
Centered all around him. And when he picks up the English and sounds just like Cartman, it's hilarious.
It's amazing.
Just like how excited he is to see all this food in America and it just keeps getting taken away all episode.
Dude, I love that. That wasn't my favorite part of the episode, but I got the most enjoyment out of that for the first like 10 minutes because it happens so much.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, they're eating snacks.
Throws the shrimp at the appetizer across the buffet.
This is the food that gets you more hungry for more food.
He just looks at him like, the fuck you talking about?
Then the main food comes up and Cartman just tosses it across the room.
Appetizers are done.
Oh my god. Marvin didn't get any of it. He didn't get anything at the all-you-can-eat buffet. Cartman, the amount of times that one of the kids goes, Cartman, this is Thanksgiving. This is the time of the year that you feed the people who don't get to eat. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's right. You're not going to eat that peach cobbler, are you? Take Starvin' Marvin's peach cobbler and just fucking downs it in front of him. That kid got nothing.
Yeah.
And I think for that reason, Cartman's my character of the episode.
Nice.
Just because of how insensitive he is to, like...
The whole time in the blight.
Yeah. Like, the only character that ever... Like, probably the character in this whole series that just needed some love, Cartman's like... fuck you.
Too bad.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of the episode?
Probably when Chef was talking about that little monkey thing, clone of Mephisto's.
Oh, yeah, like, what the fuck are you?
Yeah.
My favorite part of the episode was the fact that Cartman's mom never realized that Starvin' Marvin wasn't Cartman.
I think the margarita worked.
Nice.
Yep.
Margarita paired with a Percocet, I'm sure that knocked your ass.
No, I'm gonna go shit in his tub.
Don't shit in my tub.
Make sure somebody's got a waffle stomp.
I don't even get a waffle shaped one. Shit in my toilet, for real.
Make him pancake stomp it.
The fact that I have to worry about what he's actually gonna do is very disturbing. Welcome to Gus Cast. The most awkward guest cast ever. Dude doesn't even say anything. Usually you can't get him to shut up.
It'll happen as soon as he comes out of here.
How would you rate Kenny's death in this episode?
I don't remember it.
He got murdered by turkeys.
I heard you talk about it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, he just got like attacked in the face and they plucked his eye out. And they're like, oh my god, you killed Kenny. It was super anticlimactic. Like I said, he should have just gotten... murdered in that cash grab machine with
the
cans.
Creamed by the cans.
Yeah, he like, I was like I said, I typed it out. I expected him to die in there, and I was so ready. I was so happy to see that happen, but instead he got killed by turkeys.
God, you're sadistic.
I don't care. I thought that would have been hilarious. They really in that second half of the season. It's not even the second half, but like get going on in the season, they really dropped the ball on his kills.
Well, I was gonna say they already got their deal.
Yeah. I think they get better, though, don't they? As the seasons go on, like, they realize that that's kind of the point why a lot of people watched.
Yeah, so they started amping them up, I think.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. What would you rate this episode, dude? On a scale of 1 to a flock of... On a scale of 1 to a bowl of turkeys, how many turkeys would you give this episode? This is as non-convoluted as I've gotten in a long time.
15. Real bad. It's 15. Not memorable. I mean, the only thing memorable about it is Starving Marvin.
Yeah. So, you got a rating for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scale of 1 to a bowl of thrown away appetizers. How'd you rate this episode?
Are we talking about shrimp appetizers? Yeah. How many shrimp?
No, no, just appetizers. Because he doesn't specify that it's a shrimp appetizer. He just says...
Well, it was appetizers. A platter of shrimp.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, okay. Out of a bowl of thrown away appetizers...
Yeah.
I wish I could throw away a lot of appetizers to denote how bad this episode is.
Yeah.
Can we say that, like, 0 is a full bowl?
No, because we don't go to 0.
Okay. 1's a full bowl?
It's not. We're not going to reverse it for you.
Son of a bitch! I would give this episode, if I had to throw away a bunch of appetizers, I'd give it a 7.
Wow, that's real bad.
Like, I sat through it. Amendment, 12. I'll give it 12. Because I sat through it and I didn't hate the fact that I sat through it. Like, it was enjoyable. It wasn't funny. It wasn't great. But it was enjoyable. As someone who likes South Park, I wasn't mad that I watched it.
Fair enough.
And I think that's fair. Guys, thank you so much for listening to our show. I know that was super Debbie Downer of an episode, but maybe I can spruce it up in editing. I doubt it. But we'll see. As always, we want to give a quick shout out to CalabungaBreakfast.bandcamp.com. Also known as GlitchCat7. You can find him on twitch.tv/GlitchCat7. You can find him as Cowabunga Breakfast. Dude's insane. He's so awesome. Great video game player. Great musician. Check him out. Support him however you can if you want to. Brian Betts, always coming in hot. Dude, that image for basketball last week was awesome. And I'm really glad that he used the image that he screenshotted from my Snapchat story. Yep. That's the image that I had put up on my story that he screenshotted.
I'm just upset I don't know which one he used of me and where they're coming from.
Right, dude? I feel like my privacy is being invaded every time a picture goes up, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I could be more upset, but I won't be.
You did show me this thing last night when we were out at the bar. And it was a lineup of Emma Watson's faces.
Oh, yeah.
Next to Kristen Stewart's faces.
Yeah, that's a good versus picture.
And each one of them's a different emotion. And Emma Watson's killing it, and Kristen Stewart's just got that blank stare.
Oh, shit.
We should do an Emma Watson, like, panel for Brian. For him to just use.
So he's got all these different things.
Yeah. Just to, like, pick from, you know?
Be hilarious.
Because you got a different background for everyone. I doubt people would notice that we made the same faces, like... You know, 10 episodes apart, you know?
They probably will now.
Well, guys, don't look too far into it.
Then we can mail everybody a copy of it, all mixed up.
That'd be awesome.
And then they can play bingo.
What?
With our faces.
That'd be great. I like that idea.
It'd be wild.
I know we said we wouldn't mention it, but Patreon goal?
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
Guys, we do have a Patreon. Check us out there.
What a turd!
I said we wouldn't announce any people. We do have a Patreon. Check us out there. You can also find us on social media. Facebook. You can find us at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Pretty much all of those are Nerdy Thursday. The only exception is Instagram is Nerdy_Thursday. At the top of the episode, we mentioned that we have an Untapped. Follow us there. We're going to be putting up pictures of the beers that we're drinking on the show. Whenever we're out at a bar together, we'll put up pictures of that shit. And we'll give our ratings on different things. If you guys really like beer, check us out there. But thank you so much for joining us on our See You Next Tuesday bonus episodes. And Mitch, I guess we'll just see you next Tuesday.
Gus, how's your asshole feel?
It was not productive.
Not productive?
Not productive.
Are you still full of poop?
Yep.
You still constipated?
Yep.
When are you going to release that demon?
I
don't want to tell you.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not seven like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray, and they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.